Welcome to another edition of Your Spiritual Practice Podcast. This is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton, one of your co-hosts.
And this is Reverend Dr. Bill Holton, your other co-host. Good to be with you again. And the title of this particular spiritual practice is Silent Relaxation.
Silent Relaxation. You know, we could just spend 20 minutes sitting here in silence. And that would be an interesting opportunity for people to relax, but that's not what we're going to do.
Well, you know, if I paused just for a bit and then just said relaxation, I would have said the same thing, right?
Silent.
Relaxation.
Well, you can tell we're ready to have fun today. And this is one, you can listen to us talk about it, but do not do the practice again if you're driving. We always like to have that statement. But other than that, we're actually going to lead you through a little practice at the end that you can make part of your regular routine that is this spiritual practice. So let's talk about relaxation, first of all.
For many of us, relaxation may just mean zoning out in front of the TV or on the couch or at the end of a busy day, just sort of relaxing.
Chilling.
Just chilling out. But this does little to reduce the lingering effects of fatigue, stress, and exhaustion, really. To effectively combat these forms of lethargy, you need to activate your body's natural relaxation response system, and that's what this practice is all about.
And, you know, it's interesting that you said this because a lot of people equate sitting down and watching TV or going to a movie as their form of relaxation. I know, I think I've even been guilty of saying that. And yet, according to the research, I believe I'm correct on this, that when you watch a movie or a TV show that has a lot of action in it, you are experiencing, your body is experiencing that action as well, and so you're really not relaxing at all.
It most definitely is the case. Your adrenaline kicks in, and whether it's, as we mentioned, TV, it could also be sitting in front of your laptop, your computer. It could be playing an electronic game,
reading
on your iPad.
Reading a mystery book or an adventure book of some kind. All of these are escape. But they're not necessarily relaxation.
Exactly.
And there's a big difference there. Yep. So we're talking today about relaxation.
Yep.
Okay, so the relaxation response, let's talk about that first. So how do we define that?
The relaxation response is defined as our personal ability to encourage our body to release chemicals and brain signals that make us, or our muscles and organs, slow down and increase blood flow to our brain, actually. And of course, as you know, the brain needs oxygen.
And we call this the relaxation response, and that actually is a scientific term now that's well known. It was coined originally by Dr. Herbert Benson, and he was a professor, author, cardiologist, and he was actually the founder of Harvard's Mind-Body Medical Institute. And is essentially he did a lot of research into this, and he actually says it's the opposite of the fight or flight, and we always add freeze.
Yeah.
Response.
And of course, the fight, flight, freeze response is triggered by the amygdala, which is an evolutionary part of us in the brain that makes sure that we're protected, that we're safe. It guards against outside stimuli that can threaten our well-being. So it serves a good purpose.
It does.
Now, the fight or flight or freeze response occurs naturally when we're under excessive pressure or stress, and it's neurochemically designed to protect us from bodily harm, as I mentioned before. Our sympathetic nervous system creates a number of self-defense physiological changes like increased metabolism, higher blood pressure, rapid heart and breathing rates, dilated pupils, and even constriction of our blood vessels. All of these natural body reactions work to help us fight or flee, or even if we have to freeze from a stressful or dangerous situation.
And there are times when we definitely want to have that operate, but unfortunately, usually nowadays is occurring because we put ourselves under such stressful situations that the body's reacting, and yet we don't we're not really fighting or fleeing, or we usually freeze is what we end up doing. We're not actually moving forward in our desire to accomplish something.
Picture picture a rubber band and place the rubber band over both of your hands with your palms facing each other, and picture the rubber band over your fingers. Now separate your mentally separate your hands as far as possible until you can really feel the pressure of the stretch of the band. That's where a lot of people live. That's the stress response, and the relaxation response is the exact opposite. As you move your hands back closer together again, even with the band still on, you're not feeling the tension or the stress that a lot of people feel just as a normal way of living, unfortunately.
Yeah, and also the physiological symptoms as you're doing this with the rubber band, and you see the rubber band come getting more comfortable. The same thing happens physiologically with our body when we do the relaxation response. It lowers metabolism and blood pressure. It slows the heart and breathing rate. It contracts the pupils to their normal aperture, and it actually dilates the blood vessels. So we are having very positive physiological responses when we practice this technique.
And if you stay stretched chronically as a habit, the least little bit of extra tension or stress that extends the band out further, in this case your biochemistry out further, that's when people snap. They've taken all they can, they've had it, they're fed up, and that can lead to some very unproductive behavior.
That's when you get the road rage incidents happen. Amazing. I remember one story when I was doing some research for one of the books that we wrote, the Living at the Speed of Life. I remember the story, and this was in the newspaper, of a person who came out in the parking lot and stabbed a woman. And the whole reason behind it was that woman had cut in front of her in line in the grocery store. And she ended up, the other person came out and stabbed her because it's grocery cart rage, I guess, instead of road rage. Yeah. So you can't be too careful these days. So we're going to talk about silent relaxation. And it's a spiritual practice that helps you to,
relax.
It helps you attain a sense of calmness, comfort, composure. And it asks you to just take some time to lie back on a couch or a bed, close your eyes. You might sleep or take a cat nap in a quiet room, depending on how much time you want to devote to this experience. So this is a fun one that you'll want to get involved in.
And if you've got a little bit extra change, a little bit of extra discretionary income, we recommend an Om pod. Just sit in and to relax and meditate, that kind of thing. Or if you've got a designated area in your home, a designated meditation area kind of thing, just sit in that little chamber or at the corner of a room, wherever you have an altar set up, that kind of thing, and truly relax. Go inside to your inner senses, which means paying less attention to the world out there.
Yeah. There's and Bill mentioned the Om pod, which is a creation that is designed to give you that perfect environment. Another example, this is growing in popularity, is the flotation therapy developed by John Lilly. And you'd think this sounds like something new, but it was actually developed, I believe it was back in 1954.
70-some years ago.
And it's a flotation tank and a solution of Epsom salt that keeps your skin temperature at such a level that it'll provide effortless floating. Now, what we could also do is just take a trip to the beach and float on out in the ocean, or get in a pool on a little float that you blow up, and you get the same kind of idea that it's a way to just involve your whole body and take the attention off the thought of relaxing. Your body automatically moves into that state of relaxation.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. Wow. It's been a while since we've done that. Both of us need to get re-involved in those flotation chambers. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
There are also movement-based relaxation methods that incorporate light exercise, such as walking and gardening, reclining in a hammock, lounging in a gazebo or tub, toe tensing,
That sounds interesting, doesn't it? And he doesn't mean wear your shoes too tight.
No, if you're driving, tense one of your toe that's not on the accelerator or the brake. Just kind of tense that up just for about a second or two, 3 seconds. And if you're at home sitting, simply tense both toes just by curling them up towards your knees just for 3 seconds, 5 seconds or so, and then releasing the tension, and then in a few moments tense them again, that kind of thing. Maybe for repetitions of 3 to 5 reps on that, you'll be surprised how your body will love that.
Yeah, and while you're driving, this is another good thing to do, is just tense your shoulders. Tense them real tight and then relax them, and you will be surprised how tense they already were, or it already was, that when you go over tense and then relax, it just allows all those muscles to ease up.
Yeah. And of course, breathing is an excellent relaxation technique that we highly recommend as you inhale and exhale, and then as you try one of the breathing exercises where you inhale and then hold just for a second or two before you exhale. And do that for reps of, say, 3 to 5 reps, and you'll be surprised at how very deftly that relaxes. Just as we were mentioned a little earlier about your shoulders relaxing, you'll find that the breathing itself relaxes the tension in your neck and shoulders.
Yeah, it goes back to what Bill said earlier, that we do not realize how stretched, how tense we are just in our normal beingness. And this allows us to recognize it and release that tension and go back to that normal, wonderful place of relaxation.
Yes, yes.
So Bill kind of led you through this for those in the car, if you were doing it. But here's the relaxation response. And you don't have to just do your toes. You can actually start with your toes. And we're going to take you through one little process very quickly with toes, and add an affirmation that you'll be putting in here. But what's really cool is if you then move it up your body and just do it for every single part of your body as you move upward, you'll find that your body, every piece of your body will respond as you give your whole focus to that area.
Yes, and one more thing, going back to the other end of your body, the toes again, as you stand, stand on a book, two books, one book for each foot, and then lift yourself on your toes and hold it for 3 to 5 seconds, and then lower your heel back down to the book or the steps, something like that, and do that in reps of 7 to 5 reps. You'll be surprised, and if you make that a practice, it is a relaxation technique, but also you'll be surprised at how well you will develop the spring in your legs, and how you'll be able to walk longer and further with or without heels. Heel, H-I-L-L. Those kind of natural heels.
Not heels.
and not feel as fatigued as you walk, because your legs, the traction and release of your legs, muscles, and tendons will be developed to the extent that you can walk further and not have the fatigue that you may have been used to without having exercised your legs that way.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just try this if you're not driving, if you're just sitting at home and this is a time you could do this, or you could do this in your office as long as nobody's around. What we invite you to do is sit very comfortably, or even lie down on your back with your eyes open or closed, whatever's comfortable for you. Just get yourself in a comfortable position where you can relax.
And then while you're comfortably relaxed, tense your toes by pulling all digits back toward your face.
And that may be different than the way you normally tense your toes, because a lot of us would curl them under, but now we're asking you to pull them back, which forces you to do something that's not as natural a movement.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And then count to 10 slowly. You can do that mentally or verbally. It doesn't matter. Whatever works for you.
Okay, so we're going to imagine that we've counted to 10. Now relax your toes. And as you're relaxing, say to yourself out loud or silently, I have transcended all patterns and forms of fatigue and stress, and all is well. And take a breath. I have transcended all patterns and forms of fatigue and stress. Oh, and all is well.
What a great relaxation that is. And if you do that often enough, you'll find that that will be true of you.
Yes, and you can repeat that movement up to five times, and then you can begin to move to other parts of your body. You can really focus on tightening your calves, tightening your knee and putting attention on your knee and tensing that, your arms, your shoulders. You just go to every part of your body and one by one, give it the attention. And you may also, as you're doing that, give a little thank you. Just say thank you for being healthy, whole, relaxed, and I love you. I appreciate all you do to keep my body moving.
Yes, and your body will appreciate it too and return the favor.
Yes, it will. And by the way, those of you who just don't like to take the time to do this and say, I don't have time, we have a quick version. This is the speed version, speed relaxation. And that's where you just sit comfortably, and on the count of three, tense every single muscle you can think of in your body, from your scrunch in your eyes, your lips, your knees, your toes, your fingers. Scrunch everything together like you're going into a little tiny ball. One, two, three, scrunch and hold it as tight as you can. And now very slowly release it and let it go. And you will find, wow, your whole body just feels this immense sense of relaxation. So that's something you can do on the fly to remind yourself that you need to relax.
Yes, yes.
So this spiritual practice is a good one to add to your resume, just on general principles. It's a good one to do regularly.
And we call it a sort of spontaneous Sabbath, which means resting from worldly concerns and material wants.
So it's just that spontaneous, whenever you think about it, whenever you notice you're feeling stressed, just put this one into practice. Yep. It's a good one to have in your toolkit.
But this practice takes you into your internal space, if you will, and not external, outer world kinds of things. See, the direction is an internal comfort, which happens to make your entire physiology a lot more comfortable and relaxed.
And when you do that, you are much more able to walk the spiritual path on practical feet. Thank you so much for being with us. We have enjoyed this one, and we see you having a relaxing week ahead.
Yes, and just relax and enjoy relaxing.